Well, hello. It is Daily Inspiration time for the Daily Devotional, and thank you for calling. Thank you for your interest. We are speaking on some issues out of Matthew chapter 12, and we're talking about the abundance of our heart. It says in verse 34, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. So let's just talk about the treasure chest of our heart today. We hit on this a little yesterday, but let's just try to take it a little deeper. You know, it says in James chapter 3, it speaks of the tongue. And here we are speaking of more of the heart. Now, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. And it's talking about the source of the words of a man's mouth are really in that treasure chest of his heart. It says there in James 3 that we put a bit in the horse's mouth and we turn about his whole body. And it says a ship, though it's great and big and the big sails, it's driven to fierce winds, weighs tons and tons, and these sails push it along, but yet just a little small rudder turns that big old ship on a dime where it needs to go, turns it right, left, makes it circle. It's just incredible what a little thing can do. But here we have a good man mentioned and an evil man mentioned. Verse 33 in this same section of the Bible, Matthew 12:33 says, let's make the tree good and its fruit good. Or else, he says, make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. We've got a problem when we're trying to get an orange from an oak. We've got a problem when we're trying to get fresh water out of the ocean. We've got a problem when we're trying to get sugar out of salt. It just cannot be done. And the Bible says here that the good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, what have I treasured in my heart? What have I put there that I don't want to move? I'm telling you, a righteous man that has repented, he will dump out his treasure chest at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, what can I keep? What can I, what do I need to get rid of? Show me my sin. You know, created me a clean heart. I don't want anything in my chest, Lord, that you haven't okayed, Lord. You know, there was a real popular saying. They used the acronym WWJD back a few years ago. You still see it around some. What would Jesus do? And you know that you know, unfortunately, the side of Christianity that started that thing, so few people really, you know, took it serious. And you know, it was a shame. They almost did it, but they just wouldn't really take Matthew 5, 6, 7 and say, let's do what Jesus said to do. This is what he would do. You know, they still kept going to war and killing the enemy. They still kept laying up treasure on the earth and so many things. It's so sad. There's so few people that really want to follow Jesus. Why not? I don't know. But it, you know, we need to just do what Jesus did. Do what Jesus said. And here he's trying to tell you an evil treasure. You can't be evil and be good at the same time. The devil cannot do good. He is nothing but evil. He's a liar and the father of lies, and he's a killer. He's a destroyer. He's wicked. And mankind has taken his bait way too long, 6,000 years. We've been letting the devil rule us. And the Christians should not be ruled by the devil. Never. An evil man has an evil treasure chest. When he tries to do good, it doesn't count. When he, you know, is it Hinduism, I believe, and Catholicism is bad about it too. It's just heathenism, really, where the thought comes in that you're good. I think even the Muslims are big on this one too. As long as my good deeds outweigh my bad deeds, I'm going to be okay when I stand before God. You know, I just have to have a few more good deeds than bad deeds. I've just got to tip that old scale with good. And I want you to know today, that's a lie from the pit of hell. You can't just do a little more good than evil and think you're going to please God. The Bible is trying to show us the very core and essence of our heart and the words we speak. We're being justified or condemned by. The idle words are being accounted. This is no laughing matter. This is the most serious and dreadful thought if we miss this. You've got to get a nice, clean, purified, sanctified, consecrated, Holy Ghost-filled heart that speaks things rightly, consistently. I know anybody can fail, and if we do, we confess our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us of our unrighteousness. But I think we ruin the mercy of God by abusing it and living in sin and just thinking the grace of God, like Romans 5. Shall we continue in sin because grace may abound? And he replies with a vehement, no, God forbid, certainly not. So my friend, my brother, my sister, let us go on to perfection on this issue. And let's get these treasure chests clean so that our mouth speaks right, our hearts are right. Read through Psalm 51 and make sure you've got a clean heart. Thank you for your interest today. 099 accesses voicemail. If you have a prayer request, if you have a comment, a question, anything we can do to help you, we appreciate it. Bye-bye.